authors, and now we turn to three folks who are heavily involved in the Harvey Milk Festival taking place Saturday over in the Rosemary District. We have Shannon Fortner, Jen O'Connor, and Tom Vernon. Welcome, guys.
Thanks for having us.
So, Shannon, tell us about the Harvey Milk Festival, why you decided to bring this to Sarasota.
I felt like it is a growing town and a very open-minded town as well. I feel that a lot of the people in the community really embraced when I mentioned anything about Harvey Milk. Really, a lot of people were really excited. If they hadn't watched the movie Milk, they watched it over the past week, 2 weeks. Definitely, I've had a lot of people say, oh, I watched the movie Milk, or I Googled Milk, and I feel like a lot of people have learned who he was if they didn't already know.
For folks who don't know, tell folks who Harvey Milk was.
Harvey Milk was a gay martyr. He basically paved our way as far as getting gay rights in motion back in the 1970s.
And he was a politician in San Francisco who was ultimately assassinated, is that right?
Yes.
And Sean Penn, I believe, won an Oscar award for his portrayal of Harvey Milk.
And he did an excellent job at that. Yes.
Was he the mayor of San Francisco? What was his title? I forget.
No, he was the supervisor.
Supervisor?
Yeah.
Of elections.
So why Harvey Milk? Why is he your symbol of a festival here in Sarasota?
Well, I feel a lot of people right now are kind of not, they're just kind of under the radar, not necessarily hiding who they are, but in some elements. He's someone in the 70s. We're talking about 2010 now, but in the 70s, for a man like that to step up and be in the position he was and use it as an advantage to raise awareness and get support from the community. And he built an amazing community there. I mean, he really did. A lot of people continued his work. Cleve Jones, he did the AIDS quilt. He's been guest speaker in many. I went to the National March in D.C. He was there, and that's basically what got me started rolling. I did a rally when I came back in November, and now this year I'm doing the Harvey Milk Festival.
So for you personally, why was it important to have a festival to bring attention to some of the issues that are important to the gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender community here in Sarasota?
Well, there's a lot of people, I think, even just necessarily in the gay community themselves that aren't really aware of exactly what rights we really have and don't have. But I feel that if we can get our straight allies to get involved, our coworkers, our friends, and get everyone involved with the issues such as DOMA, Don't Ask, Don't Tell, gay adoption, which is a huge thing for Florida. We also have UAFA, which is for a situation personal, and also Tom Vernon, who chose to live in exile. You have two choices, live in exile. You choose love over your country kind of elements. So there's a couple issues. We'll have petitions based around all those issues that is named, and also information for people to take home with them so they can continue to do work if they please.
Shannon, you gay, straight?
I am a lesbian.
And have you experienced, you've probably experienced many of these challenges yourself?
Yes, I'm actually in a binational relationship of 4 years now.
And what's been some of the hardest things you've had to deal with?
I think it would be this last time my partner came to America, and she was harassed, and they called us, and they pulled her into a back room and interrogated her and told her basically not to come back to the country until next year, told her to stay home for a lot longer of a period. And then when I went to visit her about a month or so, they basically wanted to pull me in the back room and ask me why I travel to England so often, but really I go once a year because that's all I can afford. But so the fact that we're kind of red flagged, I don't know if it has to do with, probably does, my activism, I'm sure, has kind of stirred up some things. And so that's my main frustration, is it's 4 years. It's, you know, Tom Vernon's chose to move to Canada to be with his partner. So these are really the only choices we really have, is to leave our country, you know.
So how do you find Sarasota? I spent 20 years living in Orlando, and there's a pretty active gay community there. It didn't seem to be, a lot of people were out of the closet. It wasn't a hassle. There's a lot of big corporate offices. If you were openly gay in a big corporate office, it didn't seem to present problems. It seemed to be a pretty friendly town for the gay community. They have the big Disney Days things. maybe my perception is off because I wasn't part of that community, but how do you find Sarasota and how does it compare to the rest of the state?
Well, just to that in general, I feel that definitely to this day and age, 2010, I would hope that we would be able to have that kind of attitude and mentality that the gay community is part of, because I'm really not into segregation. I want, you know, I hang out with my friends because they're my friends. I go to bars or places because they're places I want to go. But as far as rights, we really don't have rights, and I think Sarasota is a good place for, as a central space for everyone to kind of come together as far as the state of Florida. That's kind of my focus for this year. Next year, the event will be a little bit bigger, more the southern states to be drawn towards this festival. So
tell us about the Harvey Milk Festival. It's taking place Saturday in the Rosemary District, which is down on Central Avenue. What time will it take place, and what can folks expect to find there?
It's going to start at 1 p.m., and it'll go to 10 p.m. at night. And we have about 20 different performers that will be performing. We have an acoustic stage taking place at Felice's Cafe, which is 500 Central Avenue. And then across the street, we're going to have a Milk Theater where you can go in and watch the movie Milk. It'll be shown twice throughout the evening. Mm. And also they'll have documentaries and interviews that Harvey Milk was involved with. And then across the other way will be the art gallery where we have an art collection. Friday night is the art opening of that, by the way. It is the eve, May 21st at Pure Lux, which is 513 Central Avenue from 6 to 9. And it'll be basically the art opening for, I think we have 10 artists that are going to be, that have pieces submitted. And then there'll be an after-hours party at Felice.
Now, I don't want to know a price, if there is one, but is there an admission fee to get into the Harvey Milk Festival?
No, there's not. We are, all proceeds and everything are going to Also at Youth, so.
Very good. Yep. And let's turn to Jen O'Connor. Jen, what is your role in the Harvey Milk Festival?
We're trying to really set ourselves apart from, the other festivals that are going on, bringing light to gay, lesbian, transgender, and bisexual festivals that they have. So I'm bringing this straight ally in, saying, hey, it's not just gays that need to stand up for their rights. I think as a straight woman, I have a lot of gay friends. And I love them as equally as I do anybody else, and they should have the same rights as I do. And it infuriates me that they do not. So I feel it's my duty to step up and maybe wake some people up.
Why do you think it's important that the straight community support the Harvey Milk Festival in addition to the gay community?
Because every voice should be heard, and everybody should use their voice. And it just, you know, more power. More power, more people.
In organizing this event, did you guys run into any criticism that we don't want this type of event in Sarasota or in the Rosemary District?
No, not at all. Actually, everybody's been extremely supportive, especially our mayor, Kelly Kirshner.
Our mayor is a pretty progressive-thinking fellow.
Absolutely. He's going to be doing a proclamation at 1 p.m. on Saturday, signifying Sarasota as the home of the Harvey Milk Festival, which is really exciting.
And then we have Tom Vernon, who just got off an airplane. Tom is an author. He wrote the book The Drifts. Tom, welcome to Sarasota.
Thanks for having me.
So what is your role in the Harvey Milk Festival?
Harvey is important to a lot of us, and you asked earlier why I would come all the way from Toronto, where, as Shannon mentioned, I live in exile, because in the U.S. I'm an American citizen. I can't sponsor my partner of 10 years. Okay, we've been together 10 years. We can't stay in the States legally. So we had to go somewhere else, and Canada would have us, so there we are.
Why can't you stay here legally? Not just, is this an immigration thing?
Yes, it's absolutely an immigration. And immigration is, by the way, and I've got nothing against, obviously I am married in Canada under the federal law in Canada. We can be married, and I am. There are very practical problems. When you were talking earlier about the queers in Orlando, I mean, I'm glad. I think we should celebrate the fact that they don't appear to have a lot of obstacles and challenges. But I will tell you, the truth is, under federal law, they have no job protection, being gay. They have no housing protection, being gay. They can be booted out for being gay. Different municipalities, states, jurisdictions are different. But federally, forget it. And then the big one, I mean, obviously marriage would give us all these rights, but for me, for people like me, Shannon, and thousands, they're estimated in the U.S., and this is probably a lowball estimate, 40,000 couples, 80,000 people who are living with and in love with a person from another country, and we cannot sponsor them as Americans. And by the way, this is exactly the same situation for straight people. Straight people can't, unless they marry their partners, they can't sponsor their partners for immigration purposes.
So this is what you guys are going through, is you have spouses that are not U.S. residents. If it was a typical male-female relationship, you could get married. That would give the person their rights to live here in the States, and that's one of the challenges you guys are facing?
That's right.
Because I've been in a 10-year relationship with my fiancée, Amy, and we're actually getting married in July, but even as a straight couple, there are a lot of obstacles we face,
especially
in terms of if one of us were to wind up in the hospital, one of us were to pass away, you know, what happens to our stuff, there's not a legal right there. So, Tom, do you find things to be, is there a different attitude in Canada towards gay folks?
Yeah, my gosh. I mean, I can't, it's very disorienting at first when you go to Canada as a gay person because, you know, nobody blinks if you put your arm through your spouse's or your partner's arm. You're just walking down the street or you grab their hand. Nobody really blinks, right? It's fine from bureaucrats all the way through society. However, of course, there are still bigots everywhere, right? And right around the corner from my house in downtown Toronto, a young guy was beaten to death with baseball clubs. People come in from the suburbs, usually kids, looking to beat up gay people. So it's everywhere. You know, I write a blog at AmericanRefugee.com, and a young person, a girl, emailed me, straight girl, that her friend had just committed suicide because he was gay and just couldn't handle the fact. And as long as that happens, the message of somebody like Harvey Milk has got to be loud and clear, and that's why I was so happy that people were getting together to make a Harvey Milk festival. If you read Harvey's quotes, I'm doing a writing workshop as well, a creative writing workshop on Saturday, and I've gathered all of these amazing photographs and quotes and jokes and so on around Harvey's life. And, you know, we have not traveled far. We've traveled far enough to not get very far, if that makes any sense.
Do any quotes come to mind that you could share with us, Tom?
Yes, come out wherever you are. What's another one? If a bullet hits, right before Harvey was assassinated, he had an inkling that something like this was going to happen. And he privately made a tape recording saying that, I'm going to get weepy. He never thought of himself as a candidate. He was part of a candidacy, S-E-A, a C, a movement. And he said, if a bullet ever hits my brain, that's what we need to know about him. I'm paraphrasing, of course, but that's what we need to know about him. Because what he's saying is that, look, it's us that make this happen. Let's not make him a hero. He was a hero to all of us, but let's not make him an icon that is stuck in time and cement, especially now that he's gone. We have to carry that on. And I think, obviously, he would be doing amazing things if he were here now. And he did amazing things then. If you Google YouTube Harvey Milk, you will see these amazing interviews that will make your jaws drop. That's the same exact thing that's going on.
The one that really got me really weepy, or my hair standing up on my arm, was the one where he said, I want to be part of a movement.
Yeah.
30 years later, Harvey Milk has basically been part of a movement. He is basically the icon, the face, the movement of the civil rights movement that's happening now. And yeah. This is where we're at. It's a civil rights movement. And we're asking all our allies to get involved. And we're yes. continuing Harvey Milk's work.
Yeah.
He would want that. He would want us to be successful in acquiring equality, equal rights, not just for the LGBT community, because he was all about community in general. He really built up a lot of communities in California
yes.
and cleaned them up and made them safe places for people to live. And so he's focused on community, and that's exactly what Harvey Milk Festival is about, is being focused on the community, uniting our communities, getting everyone to celebrate a day of our accomplishments as being human beings. I mean, from then to now, we have accomplished a lot. There is still a lot of strides that we have to make to gain equality. It should be the same set of laws for every American citizen across the nation. No separate laws. No, you know, it's not going to work if you have a separate law. If they want to change the word marriage to civil union, so be it. I mean, names are you know, it's a business contract. I mean, marriage officially is. And if churches wanted to say, we support same-sex marriage there, it would be a great thing, but not all of them are going to do that, and we don't expect them to do something they don't want to do. But marriage and civil union, it wouldn't be the same if it's different. Everyone has to be under the same name.
Would
it's marriage or civil unions for all Americans.
Would it be better, at least, if maybe it's not the same, but if a civil union gave you the right to bring in your significant other from another country, if it gave you the rights in hospital rooms and other legal situations, would that be acceptable?
Well, first off, it won't happen because of DOMA, Defense of Marriage Act, that Bill Clinton signed in 1996. It defines marriage between a man and a woman. So federally, that's what overrides anything. And they're not going to step on their own toes and go and change a law, because then they'd have to go and mess with that law. So they can't be... kind of like that oxymoron element, like they gotta
because DOMA
this.
DOMA says anything that it's like don't ask don't tell policy. The language is such, if it appears as a marriage, if the relationship appears as a marriage, then it's considered a marriage. It's disgusting and
so we'll have bumper stickers that say repeal DOMA, and we hope to see a lot of those driving around Sarasota.
Will there be... I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say that Shannon's basically hitting it on the head. The thing about Harvey Milk is he was a politician, okay? And he got elected in a very mixed district in San Francisco for the Board of Supervisors there, and which has a lot of power. And he knew... He assisted the longshoremen. He got the longshoremen on his side because he went to fight for them, and he got the gay community to fight against Coors Light or Coors Corporation, who was abusing their workers, their longshoremen. And so Harvey knew about building alliances, like Jen, like that's what makes things move in this country, and. The festival is a great opportunity for us all to see each other and introduce ourselves to each other. Have a great fun. You should see this lineup they have going. And I hope you come and hear me read. That would be fantastic. And yeah.
And WSLR would be doing a live remote from Felice's. I think it will be from 2 to 3 p.m. on Saturday. So we're going to try to be broadcasting live some of the entertainment Saturday afternoon. Tom, real quick before we let you go, tell us about your novel, The Drifts.
Oh, thanks for asking. The Drifts is a literary novel that is about four people fighting like hell to get what they want during a blizzard over 3 hours, one night in Arkansas. There is Julie, who's a middle-aged housewife who's found out that she's pregnant and she doesn't want to be a parent again. Two daughters have just grown up and left. Charlie, her husband, who desperately wants to be a second chance at fatherhood, but he won't talk to Julie. There's Dahl, who's a trans dad, a trans person, who's the father of two kids, who has lost his health insurance and wants to finish transitioning and is hoping this night to meet these doctors from Atlanta. And then finally, there's Wilson, who's a female factory worker, who is wanting intimacy, has never had intimacy in her life, and she wants to marry Dal. She's going to propose to Dal this night. So it's a big night for everybody, and the tension and the momentum increases, and I won't tell you how it ends.
You have to read the book to see how it ends. All right, Harvey Milk Festival, Saturday, May 22nd. That's from 1 p.m. until 10 p.m. down on Central Avenue in the Rosemary District. WSLR will be down there. A lot of folks from the community will be down there. There's no admission fee to get in, so if you get a chance, that's where a lot of folks will be Saturday. Shannon, Jen, Tom, thank you for joining us on Local Matters.
Thank you. Can I add that there's a candle vigil at 9 p.m. just because that's really important?
Saturday
honor
night.
Honor Harvey Milk. Saturday night at 9 p.m. we'll be culminating to a candle vigil, as well as the people in Ybor City. They're doing Stand Up Florida is doing a dinner gala. So
all
we're
right.
just uniting the celebrations together by doing that. So
sounds cool. Good. Thanks, folks.
Thank you.
Thank you.